Anyway, she is here. That's the voice of Tina Koumarianis, and she's here with answers to all the questions. You're very welcome, Tina. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, pleasure, Declan, as always. I enjoy it. Thank you for having me.
Let's crack on. Hi, Tina. I'm in my 40s, a happily married woman with two children. While at college 20 years ago, I became very good friends with Philip, a Philip student who is now also married. We bumped into each other recently. It was so lovely to see him that we arranged to meet for a catch-up. We've met three times since then, reminiscing about the old times, and it feels good. My problem is I'm worried what will happen if my husband finds out. What about should I tell him? This sounds like Brief Encounter the movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Now, listen, I'm feeling slightly out of the loop here when you say very good friends and worried about what will happen if my husband finds out. What exactly did you do with Philip when, and what are you doing now that would necessitate any worry on your behalf? That's what I'm wondering. If it really is just a matter of catching up with an old friend, then it shouldn't matter if your friend is of the boxer or frilly knickers variety. Since you only have met up three times, and goodness knows who's seen you anyway if you've met up locally, I would be inclined to come partially clean with your husband before introducing them to each other. Say you bumped into your old friend from college and went for a coffee and a catch-up. You don't have to say it was three times, and in that way it would cover up any faux pas either of you might make when discussing recent events in front of your husband or Philip's wife if you meet her. Now, if you really don't have anything to hide or you enjoy living dangerously, invite Philip and his wife over to dinner. Who knows, the four of you may become really good friends without all the drama and before this becomes something you may both regret, because it sounds to me like you're reading slightly more into this than, well, maybe he is as well. So I think before it gets out of hand, I'd be inclined to introduce both your spouses to each other. And
no, you can't do that.
Why?
Because it ruins the atmosphere.
I know it does, but Jesus, I tell you what, there'll be nothing like the atmosphere that'll be ruined if the two spouses find out. There'll be blood on the carpet.
You'd have to keep explaining when conversations happened, yeah.
There's nothing like a brief affair. I know, I've done it.
It's not even an affair, but it's just you're talking about something.
No, but it's heading.
And this was the time
that. I think it might be heading that way. And, you know, it's so exciting, especially if it's the same old humdrum. And keep in mind, you've had 2 years lock up, so the brain isn't where it should be, really. You need to get it back in focus a bit. Anyway, good luck. Whatever you decide to do, I hope it works out for you.
AskTinaK@gmail.com. Dear Tina, my friend is about to have her second baby, and her friends are considering giving her another baby shower. Some commented that they should only be for the first babies and that she can use the gifts of the first time round. What do you think?
I think the recession has hit already. Actually, I think you're both right. It would be ridiculous to double up on baby gifts already received. But I do think this is a great time to express empathy with somebody who's probably about to be totally snowed under. Instead of the usual tiny baby clothes that we all know last a couple of weeks, chipping in for a day at a lovely spa with the promise of her children being well looked after by some of you would be so much more appreciated. Go along and take a pretty cookbook and with a post-it pad and let her pick out 10 delicious recipes for her friends to cook up for her freezer to help her keep her marriage together during the first couple of weeks until she gets back on her feet. A couple of weeks, I have to laugh, it'll take years. But anyway, a couple of really pretty pot plants for her kitchen and bedroom to draw visitors' eyes away from the devastation. Gift cards are very appreciated and very acceptable for supermarkets for nappies and baby food, which are both very, very expensive. And they're both things you have to buy. And, you know, you might think, oh, God, you know, you can't just give her nappies. They are really appreciated because you really need them. And also a promise from you and her good friends that if it all gets too much, you'll all be there for her to help out. That's the very best you can do, rather than just turn up on the day, give her some presents she already has and
But acknowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Hi, Tina. I used to work for an interior design company, but was let go at the beginning of COVID. I have since started working for a publication, and from time to time, my colleagues ask my advice on things, which I'm happy to help with. However, one particular senior lady arrived at my desk with a set of drawings, insisting in a rather aggressive way that I give over my lunch hours for the following week to help her design her home, as though it was part of my job. I'm very busy with three young children and cherish this hour during the day just to chill. How can I dissuade her?
Oh, Jez, I know what I'd do to dissuade her, but then that wouldn't be very ladylike, and I like to portray myself as ladylike. I wouldn't be annoyed. I'd be gratified that my design work was held in such high esteem by your colleagues, and most especially by one so fussy. I think a sweet smile explaining that unfortunately you are just too busy with your own work and home to get involved in such a large project, but you can give her the name and telephone number of an excellent design firm whose work you really, really admire. Can you imagine what she'd be like if, having spent a week going through her plans, she didn't like your final design? She'd probably savage you. Anyway, she may be bleeding from the eyes when she sees just how much her abrupt and demanding attitude has cost her by demanding that you help her. You don't have to do anything. You're not in a design company. You're not being paid. I mean, if she really wanted your help, it would have been nice for her to invite you out to dinner and say, listen, I could really do with you a bit of your, not I want you for the whole week.
Yeah, because it's overstepping the line.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, she wants something for completely nothing and nothing in return. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, time for one more. My only son has just finished the first year in college abroad and has returned with the news that he is gay, and he always has been. I don't know whether to laugh or cry, and my husband is speechless. My son is very gentle, kind boy, and I hope, and I suppose looking back, I should have suspected it. How do other people cope with life-altering news like this?
I read that and I thought, it's sad that it's still going on. But, you know, I suppose it's a lot to do with age and, you know, what we've been brought up with. Listen, it's only really life-altering in a bad way if you allow it to be. Yes, of course, it's a shock, just as any family news you weren't expecting would be. Like that unexpected pregnancy after a one-night stand, arrested for breaking and entering, homicide. But your news is hardly remotely close to any of those things. It's quite the norm. Interestingly enough, you have to remember, in ancient times, it was quite in order to have sex with both men and women, if you cared to. But then the Catholic Church and other religions put a stop to it, along with allowing priests to marry. And as we know, sadly, that didn't turn out too well. Apart from your son not carrying on the family name in the traditional manner, where is the harm to you or the nation? I've always said some of the wittiest, bitchiest, best-looking, well-dressed men I know are gay. They know how to treat a lady even though there is absolutely no sexual benefit for them. They are gay. Your husband will have to concentrate on the fact that his son has done so well at school, is attending college, and is a really good, kind person. Those are the most important things in life. It is up to you both now how this scenario turns out. Most importantly, remember this. Family and friends just love a crisis, so do not feed it. And please remember, this is 2022. We've moved on. Same-sex marriage is legal and totally the norm in Ireland, and is only shunned by dinosaurs and the deeply religious, who really should be more Christian in their outlook, considering how easily they are able to turn a blind eye to other things when it suits. So take a deep breath, love your son, and welcome his partner if he has one. It took a lot for him to tell you. He obviously trusted you to accept him. You've got to move on. You're lucky to have such a lovely son. A lot of people would give their right arm for one.
Indeed. Thank you, Tina.
Not at all.
AskTinaK@gmail.com. Thanks for dropping in this morning. Good morning, show at East Coast.